Welcome to the RDA Toolkit training session. This session is a look at the RDA Toolkit and how to use it. The first thing to note before looking at the RDA Toolkit is that RDA has a clear structure. It starts with a table of contents and a general introduction setting out the principles and the fundamental ideas. Then the primary content of the document is divided into two main chunks. Those about identifying elements covering the group 1, 2 and 3 entities, and those about recording relationships between entities. Another key section is the appendices, which provide information on things like abbreviation, capitalization, mappings to ISBD and MARC, and relationship designators. Finally, we finish off with a glossary and index. Clearly, that's very different from the structure of ASCR2. Instead of separate chapters for classes of materials, such as books, cartographic materials, printed music, etc., RDA is principle-based and organised around the user tasks to help users identify and relate resources. Each section begins with a chapter of general guidelines. Subsequent chapters then include instructions that support one of the user tasks. For example, in section 1 of RDA, chapter 1 contains the general guidelines, chapter 2 focuses on the Ferber user task identify, chapter 3 focuses on the Ferber user task select, and so on. Another thing you'll notice about RDA is that it addresses each element within a chapter completely separately. When necessary to assemble elements, for example into authorised access points, what we used to call headings in ASCR2, the instructions for this are found at the end of the appropriate chapter. This is part of what allows RDA not to be tied to a particular means of displaying the bibliographic information we are recording. There's no automatic assumption being made that users will continue to view the information via a traditional OPAC record. Now let's look in detail at some of the recurrent features of RDA. We have this concept of coreness. Some of the RDA elements are designated as core elements. The assignation of core status is based on attributes mandatory for a national level record, as documented in the Ferber-FRAD standards. Coreness is defined at the element level. Some elements are always core, if applicable and the information is available. Some are core only in certain situations. Core elements can be seen in two ways within RDA. They are discussed in general and listed as a group in the sub-instructions of RDA 0.6. They are listed separately, always clearly labelled in light blue, as you progress through the chapters. See, for example, this label for the core element title proper. If the status of an element as core depends upon the situation, an explanation appears after the core element label. The distribution statement is an example of a core if element. Many libraries have identified additional elements which they regard as core for their own original cataloguing, and Cambridge is no exception to this. The CAM core elements, based closely on the BIBCO core plus elements, are defined both in the Cambridge RDA standard record and in the Cambridge Monograph workflow within Toolkit. These elements must be included, if applicable, in Cambridge original records for them to meet our local core standards. You are also likely to come across the LC core elements, as recorded in the Library of Congress programme for Cooperative Cataloguing Policy Statements, which are the RDA equivalent of the LCRIs, or Library of Congress rule interpretations. Here we see examples of a CAM core element, the copyright date, within our local workflow and an LC core element, as it appears in the LC-PCC policy statements. A feature of RDA is that a number of guidelines and instructions are designated as alternatives, options, or exceptions. All are clearly labelled as such in the toolkit by the presence of a green vertical bar in the left margin and a green legend in the instruction. Alternative guidelines and instructions provide an alternative to what is specified in the immediately preceding guideline or instruction. Optional instructions provide for either the optional addition of data that supplement what is called for. A feature of RDA is that a number of guidelines and instructions are designated as alternatives, options, or exceptions. All are clearly labelled as such in the toolkit by the presence of a green vertical bar in the left margin and a green legend in the instruction. Alternative guidelines and instructions provide an alternative to what is specified in the immediately preceding guideline or instruction. Optional instructions provide for either the optional addition of data that supplement what is called for in the immediately preceding instruction, or the optional omission of specific data called for in the immediately preceding instruction. For the specific type of resource, etc., to which it applies, an instruction designated as an exception supersedes the immediately preceding instruction. Whether to apply the alternatives, options, or exceptions is usually determined by local policy as set out in the workflow, but on occasion it may be left to cataloguer's judgment. So here we are with our green lines in the margin and the green headings showing us that we're looking at this kind of instruction. The examples in RDA illustrate the application of the specific instruction under which they appear. They illustrate only the data that are addressed by that instruction. They are normally given without showing the preceding or enclosing punctuation that is prescribed for an ISBD presentation. Examples appear in yellow shading to distinguish from the instructions themselves. Back to our screenshot, and we can see the block of examples. As touched on earlier, Library of Congress has created an extensive body of policy statements to facilitate a standard interpretation and application of alternatives, options, and exceptions. As we would have done in the past with Library of Congress rule interpretations, we should normally follow the policy statements unless directed otherwise. To view the policy statement corresponding to any given RDA instruction, click on the green Library of Congress PCC Policy Statement link in the RDA Toolkit. Alternatively, the whole document can be viewed from the Resources tab. As previously mentioned, a workflow for cataloguing monographs in RDA to Cambridge standards has been written and is available within Toolkit from the Tools tab.